is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Well, hey there and happy Monday. My name is Jane Asher, of course, and I am so excited to talk to this gentleman. I always love it when people connect me. Maybe say, hey, Jane, you need to meet this individual and talk to them about what they're doing. And that's what happened when my buddy and neighbor, Sergeant Mark O'Loughlin, he said, Jane, you've got to talk to this guy because he's doing really great work. This is the executive director for Carry the Challenge. His name is Rick Collins, and Rick is here to tell us all about Carry the Challenge and what they are doing. Their mission is basically to help young combat veterans succeed, whether it's through engagement, education, advocacy, healing, a very, very, very important issue that is facing us today. So welcome, Rick. I'm really glad you're here today.
Yep. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well. Rick, I want you to tell me about why this program was started and when it was started, and just, you know, let's get into the nuts and bolts of it.
It started in early 2011. I was going through a desire to want to spend more time supporting veterans because I've been doing that for many years before. And in early 2011, two friends, two acquaintances, took their own lives. Both were young combat Marines. Both had been civilians for less than a year. And it didn't take me long to realize there was absolutely no need for them to do that if we, government, military, did a better job in preparing them for civilian life.
So a couple of buddy of yours just took their life. Is it post-traumatic stress? Is that what is facing these young military?
I think that's probably a media driven excuse, if you will, for the high levels of suicide. But I think it's more a combination of everything. It's a universal sense of frustration. They've lost the structure. They've lost their support systems. They've lost their buddies. Many of them don't have the ability to just go home and pick up where they left off. If you were to develop a perfect storm that would lead to suicide, you know, I think we, as in, you know, society and government, we provide that to them. We don't prepare them. And eventually, if they have served in the combat or direct combat support role, they're going to struggle with post-traumatic stress. I mean, it's going to be a part of it. But when you're not in a position to be able to cope with it, it exacerbates it. But I'm not a big believer that it's always only because of PTS.
Okay. So we need to educate the media, is what I'm hearing, about the true purpose here and what really is happening, and perhaps how we can help you get the message out about what truly is going on with these young individuals that are coming back that need our support all the way around. So, okay, 2011, Carry the Challenge was born.
It was Veterans 360 then. That's our corporate name, is Veterans 360, because we realized that they needed a full 360 degrees of support.
Okay.
And a few years ago, we changed it to Carry the Challenge because we wanted to challenge people to go back to the basics, go back to step one instead of step seven and step tens. And that's all part of our process, is to challenge people to engage and positively engage these young vets and stop increasing the stigma or judging them or preemptively kind of determining what their problems are without engaging them and without talking to them.
How do you find these young vets? I mean, how do you literally go out and find these individuals that need your support and your help?
Well, right now we just have a very comprehensive national network. So Most of the folks that we engage come to us through a referral, through a connection. And we also have a process that if somebody comes to our website, they can see on there a selection option for them to say, hey, I need help with transition. And we're very aggressive on not taking, the social manipulation approach where, you know, we say, are you struggling with PTS? Are you struggling with mental health or drugs or homelessness or isolation? We ask a simple question. We say, are you struggling with your transition? Once we build a level of trust with them and we build a relationship with them, it doesn't take us long to identify what else they need. And some cases that will be PTS support, but other cases it might be a simple case to help fill out a form that gets them their benefits. So we take a very different approach to, I'd say, a lot of people out there where we know they struggle with transition. Civilians struggle with transition. And so once we engage them, then we'll identify what they need and why they need it. And then we'll provide that. We won't provide a one-size-fits-all type approach.
So it is based here in San Diego, but you have far-reaching arms. You can help someone in Michigan. You can help someone. Do they just go to the website?
Well, no, they generally get referred to me or they generally call me and occasionally go to the website.
Okay.
One of our big initiatives is to get a national network of ambassadors going to basically replicate what I've been doing for 6 years. And ideally, we would like those folks to be 100% disabled veterans so that they can serve once again. And they're also, they're willing and they want to serve again. So what better way for them to serve than to help their fellow combat vets who need help? And then automatically they've got a level of respect and trust to each other because they've both been there, seen it, and done it.
Right.
So that's one of our three main initiatives for 2017.
I love that. Okay. So I'm looking at the website right now, and if you're listening and you're very fascinated by what this program is doing, just go to carrythechallenge.org. And if you're a Twitter fan, it's at vets360. So it looks like there's a three-pronged approach on the website. I'm looking at three boxes. One says, are you a veteran who needs help with transition? One is, are you a patriot accepting the one challenge? And the third is, are you an ambassador who wants to serve again? So let's start with, are you a veteran who needs help with your transition? And let's go across the board on this three-prong approach.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously the first one is transition. When they leave the service, they receive, 4 or 5 day TRS taps. There's all kinds of new naming conventions that come out. And from generals down the lance, corporals, most people agree that it's pretty ineffective for many reasons, and we don't have time to go into why. But I remember I went to TRS once, and when I came out, there was good old-fashioned government trash cans full to the brim with all the materials they had received during that day. And that was kind of an eye-opener for me. But really, when it comes down to it, especially our young combat, our 03-11, 11B type infantry guys, they don't want to be there. They don't want to be told what to do anymore. They want to get out. They want to grow their beards. They want to get their bellies a little bigger. And so whatever they're told, it doesn't resonate with them. And it also isn't something that they retain. So as soon as they get out, it's forgotten. And then, boom, too late. And when they need it, it's not accessible to them. So we want to kind of restart that process, but on a one-to-one basis versus, an infantry guy being in a room full of, maybe skilled military personnel in logistics or engineering or pilots or officers and so on and so forth. So that's really the transition process is if we can engage them and get a hook into them, and then we can build a level of trust and provide them specifically what they need.
Okay.
We provide, in part of our transition, we provide career assessments, fiscal responsibility, likability and mindfulness training, and some resilience training as well. These are things that they should have been provided before they left, but they weren't.
Okay.
Second one is the Carry the Challenge one. This came about a year and a half ago when I was just so fed up with everything around our young veterans was so negative in the media. You know, they're angry every time a veteran did something criminal. It was all PTSD this and mental health this. And I felt it was time to change and go back to where we were in, you know, 03, 04, 05, 06, and 07, where community engaged our military. There were barbecues and housing and packages and hugely positive time for these veterans. And I think the best way to get back to a positive time is to use a good old-fashioned challenge coin, which has a fun connotation to it, where if we can get civilians to get challenge coins and present them to young veterans in a positive environment, whether that's a cold beer or a cup of coffee or a meal or just a simple handshake and thank you, then maybe they'll keep that coin. And when and if times get, you know, they head towards some tough times, maybe they'll give us a call. So on the Character Challenge 1 program, our goal is to get 50,000 coins into the hands of young veterans in the hope that when and if they need us, that they because of the coin, they know who to call.
That's awesome. Is the information on the coin? Is the...
Oh, yeah.
The, okay. Okay, very cool. And then... okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, on the coin, there's two sides to it because we obviously want the people who did the positive act. It says I took the challenge, and the other side says need help with transition, and our web address. And so,
love it.
It's just, again, it's a positive way to connect with these young veterans who are just very frustrated and despondent and not quite knowing what the heck's going on.
Right. That's awesome.
The third one is our ambassador program, which I think is essential because I know how effective I can be, but I can only be effective so many times in any given week. And so we are trying to engage 100% disabled vets or 100% retired veterans, and primarily that demographic because they don't need the income like everybody else in the nonprofit world. So we don't have to take on ownership for salaries around the country and offices around the country. So we have a very creative program to get them empowered and engaged in their communities where they live and breathe, where they can have a storefront, they can be supported locally by community, by businesses locally, and they can reach out to veterans locally. And so that's one of our big goals for this year, and we've already started that. We've received some funding for a few ambassadors already, and we have some more funding coming in for ambassadors. So the outreach for this is that if we can get some 100% disabled or 100% retired veterans who are willing to serve again, have them contact us, because the more of these we can get around the country and the more we can educate them, the more veterans we can help. So just a good old simple boots on the ground type approach.
Absolutely love it. I'm speaking with Rick Collins. He is from Carry the Challenge. What a fascinating, awesome concept. You can tell a lot of thought and compassion went into this program. We're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about pizza, we're going to talk about fundraising, and we're going to talk about how you can get involved with Carry the Challenge on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Nancy Newcomer. I do the Back to the Kitchen Minutes here on Empower Radio. You can also hear my show, The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, catch me on 98.5 KFOX. Today, I wanted to share with you my experience with Go Cleanse. It's been such an amazing journey. I have to say, what I love, number one, about the Go Cleanse system is that you can eat real food. In fact, a lot of my healthy recipes on my food blog have been incorporated into the Go Cleanse program. Easy to do. And if you follow the program, the pounds are going to drop. But not only will you lose weight, you're going to feel that vitality and that energy. Ever since using Go Cleanse, I've been sleeping better. If you'd like to give it a try, give them a call. 1-866-352-6888. That's 1-866-352-6888. You can also check them out on Facebook at Facebook/GoCleanse.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Rick Collins, Executive Director of Carry the Challenge, and the mission is to essentially help young combat veterans succeed. And we've been talking about their three-prong approach, One of the most important things about a nonprofit is funding. I mean, let's get right down to brass tacks. You need money to be able to educate and spread the message further. So let's talk about the programs that you have right now in place and kind of your vision for Carry the Challenge and what you would like to see happen throughout 2017. What's next? I mean, how are you getting your funding and how would you like to see that happen and how can I help you?
Well, we got we're very different from a lot of organizations. In the last 2 years and this year, we're 100% volunteer now. We also we're in a community where there is golf tournaments by the hundreds, and 5Ks, and it's a very inundated community as far as fundraising is concerned. So there's a lot of donation fatigue, and I think there's a lot of donation fatigue around the country. So we want to take a different approach to this. And the Carry the Challenge One program, which is the Carry the Challenge Coin program, is a good example. We want people to engage in the process of distributing these coins. And so, for example, Papa John's Pizza here in San Diego had 25 stores. They bought a large batch of Papa John's specific Carry the Challenge coins. And we will then sell them to people in the community and ask them to just give them to young local veterans. And when they do, veterans and the people who buy the coins can put a coin down in the local Papa John's Pizza place and get buy one, get one free type approach. So it's a win-win for everybody. We raise a few dollars each coin. The people get discounted pizza. And they also get to give a coin to a young veteran who might, A, also like pizza, but also will keep the coin and maybe use it later on, no matter where they go, if they stay here in San Diego or if they go home to Louisiana, it doesn't matter. And we are talking to some pretty major corporations about getting their own coins. So these are custom coins. So if you have a large company or a large group or an association, you can get Carry the Challenge One coins, and you can distribute them, and we can ship them out, and we can mail them. The bottom line is one side will always be the same, and that is, do you need help with your transition? The other side will say, I carried the challenge, but we can change the logos. So we have SEAL logos. We have other nonprofits that we've engaged with. They have their logos on there. So we could do it with corporations. And we can do, as little as 200 coins, or we could do 2,000. But if we make a few dollars off each coin that goes out there, then we are super excited about that because we run a pretty tight ship here. So that one is fun. Heaven forbid that we do anything that increases stigma, but this is a fun program, and you can slap a coin down in a coffee shop or in a bar, and if people don't have the coins, guess what? They buy.
Right.
And if they do have a coin, look out because you'll be buying. the second one is our ambassador program. And I'm very passionate about this because we've got to get knowledgeable people on the ground in these communities, because a big level of the frustration that our young vets feel is going to websites or going to USA Jobs or trying to deal with the VA's website. And so we need a breathing body who can look them in the eyes and can shake their hands and build a level of trust with them in the communities where these young vets are. So we believe, and I'm not 100% sure I'm right, but hopefully I am, that communities still really want to help these young vets. And I think that most people and a lot of people, because of recent issues in the nonprofit world, may be more amenable to helping somebody where they can look and touch and feel a young veteran in their community through an ambassador. And so we have a program together where if people in Cheyenne, Wyoming want to adopt a 100% disabled vet, we can work with them where 100% of the proceeds goes to that veteran in the community. And our goal is to support them. It's to give them a nonprofit without them having to spend a dime themselves for each community that an ambassador's in. Hmm. And our commitment is to the ambassadors, we will never take a dime off them. And 100% of the funds that are raised in that community will go to them. And if they're successful, and they get additional income from managing that Vet 360 and carry the challenge office, then good for them. We just don't want to take ownership of providing salaries around the country when we know that people would really like to just support local vets. So that's a kind of a key component.
Wow. That's a really, also, that's powerful. You're building from the ground up. You're giving them the tools, but then also allowing them to have ownership in helping out these young veterans. That's great.
Well, and there's companies. So if I'm in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I empower the veteran to the ambassador to go out and reach out, their operational costs may only be, you know, $1,000 a month.
Right.
And I refuse to believe that there's communities in this country who won't get together to provide $1,000 a month for operational costs so that a young man who may be 100% disabled can serve again and help. Mm-hmm. Fellow veterans, and help that young man who's 2 miles away from him, who's just pulling his hair out because he doesn't know what to do.
Right.
So that's a key thing for us, because, you know, if I can help a couple of hundred vets a year, and I get 50 of them, and now we're helping thousands, then we're saving lives. And I try to be overly dramatic. If we don't engage these young vets, we are going to be burying some of them. And some of them are going to be homeless, and some of them are going to have drug issues or be incarcerated. So we have to find a way to engage them on step one instead of waiting for crisis to kick in on step 10.
Right. Yeah,
and
catch them.
Primary, and then we have some small grant requests, but it's a very tough world out there in the grant world. And we have some, you know, big 400-pound gorillas who take most of the money, so... and you can't begrudge them that. They worked hard to get to the point where they are. But for small nonprofits who run a very tight ship, I'm totally fine if we never get to $250,000 a year, because that means we're running the mean. And if we've got, you know, if the ambassadors out there and they've got their own P&L and they're running their own shop, and all we're doing is empowering them to raise that money under our umbrella, then I'm over the moon.
Right. Wow. So it is a lean, small nonprofit, but you're able to move quickly and really kind of get to the point of it where you're not wasting any time, because I think time is of the essence. You know, instead of waiting for tragedy to strike, you guys are trying to get out ahead of it.
That's well, we really had a tragic situation happen just last week, and I've been very active on it this week, where we had a friend of a friend, and that's how it normally works, call us, a young mother with baby twins and a three-year-old daughter, finally called me, and her husband, a 35-year-old former Marine struggling with PTS, died in what I would call unexplained or strange circumstances while under VA care. And she had no idea what to do. She had no where to turn. His body was in another part of the country, and nobody would help her get the body home. She knew nothing about benefits and all this. And I was able to help and be a part of a fire team that pulled everything together. His body just returned home to Gulfport, Mississippi. We have found a way to cover all the funeral expenses. We have managed to find him a uniform with his medals so that he can be interred. We will have honor guard. We will have patriot riders. But more importantly, afterwards, I've told her, I said, you have to take this one step at a time. Once we put him to rest, we need to find out what the hell happened.
Right.
Because it's not okay that a 35-year-old young man dies, you know, in medical care, and nobody will tell this young mother what happened.
Right.
So,
it's not okay.
You know, so there's a lot we can do. And I prefer to spend most of my time on positive actions with these vets, but on occasion, you really do have to tilt at the windmill. And the windmill in this case is going to be the VA, and we're going to find out what happened. And I'm sure there's going to be attorneys out there who are going to want to help us. But we have to make sure the next 35-year-old young man who's in perfect health except for mental health issues, you know, doesn't die.
Absolutely.
it's incredulous. But Yes. No, I wanted to get that in.
No, I'm really glad you did. Yeah. And I could speak to you probably for the next 2 hours straight, but the show is only so long. We're going to help you. I'm going to help you. I've been taking notes the whole time. I'm totally, I'm just so proud of what you're doing. And this needs to be spread across the country and further. So carrythechallenge.org, please go on the website today and take a look. I can't thank you enough, Rick Collins, for the work that you're doing. And I will continue to help you as much as I can with my resources, with media, to get this message out. So I just appreciate
it. And it takes people like you to help get the word out, you know, because there is a counter word out there. There's a counter opinion out there that doesn't get a voice very often. And so okay, I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. You've got a voice here on Empower Radio because it's all about empowerment. And the young gentleman that runs this network is so positive and such a great human being. And he started this 7 years ago to do just this, to spread great messages of hope. And that's why we're here. So I appreciate you speaking to me today. And I'll be back next Monday on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.